Watch, San Antonio socialists build shrine to woman shot after charging ICE agent with car. By Randy Clark on January 11, 2026. San Antonio, Texas, nearly 200 members of the Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL, gathered in downtown San Antonio to protest the recent U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, shooting in Minneapolis. The group and attendees created a makeshift memorial to Renee Good, the woman who was shot after driving her vehicle towards an ICE agent enforcing immigration laws on Wednesday. Breitbart, Texas observed Saturday's protest at the public plaza near San Antonio City Hall. The video shows the protest organizers leading the crowd in anti-ICE chants as they surround a makeshift memorial to Renee Good. The memorial was constructed of flowers, candles, and signs with messages under Good's photo that read, "We the people saw the video, and justice for Renee Good." As with other protests organized by the group, some wore the Palestinian kafiyeh scarves. The group also chanted slogans in protest of the U.S. military action in Venezuela that led to the capture of Venezuela's socialist dictator, Nicolas Maduro. The crowd carried anti-ICE signs, some of which contained vulgar messages also directed at the Border Patrol. At least one member in the group prominently sported the Brown Beret uniform. The Brown Berets are a pro-Chicano paramilitary organization that describes its members as militants and not activists. The group recently protested against a law enforcement raid that led to the arrest of 51 members of the violent Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang at an illegal nightclub in North San Antonio in December. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, the San Antonio Party for Socialism and Liberation has shifted the focus of its activities from pro-Hamas protests at the height of the Gaza war to protesting enforcement actions by federal law enforcement agencies targeting the Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang and protests that support the now-captured socialist Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The group has pivoted quickly to include the recent Minneapolis ICE shooting in its protest schedule. San Antonio's protest was just one of hundreds across the United States on Saturday, organized by the Party for Socialism and Liberation in response to ICE-related shootings in Minnesota and Oregon in recent days. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.